Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
All right, we're back. 2 o'clock hour right here on Moneyline, Sirius XM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Network. Donnie and Kevin, and update here again, 8-2, Minnesota, Boston. It's actually the bottom of the eighth inning, so that 11-run total at a plus 104. You actually had 9 outs here. Now you have 8 outs after one out has been recorded here in the bottom of the eighth inning, so we'll keep eyes on that. But I just wanted to bring this up because I find this fascinating. Antonio Brown, if he just played the straight game, probably would have been one of those guys that said, you know what, he made like $300 million on the field as a player. Forget about making like anything off the field with endorsements or anything like that. Because the amount that wide receivers are getting paid now, AB would be right in line for a ridiculous extension if he wasn't so crazy. And as I say this, the two more wild people in the business, one in boxing and one in football, have concocted this, Kevin. So ready? Floyd Mayweather really believes in Brown and his talents, so much so that he is willing to give a team $20 million if it signs the 33-year-old and there are no problems on or off the field. Mayweather says, I think AB is really misunderstood, even though he basically, you know, left the field, threw his football pads all over the place, and just left in the middle of a Jets and Buccaneers game. But it says he just wants to be treated fair. And this is for any team that's watching right now. We'll make them a deal. If they sign AB and AB go through the whole season, I'm reading this quote for quote, by the way, no problems at all, and then they got to give us $20 million. But if he mess up, then we got to give them $20 million. So if any team wants to match that, you know, reach out to us. How about that?
So the hilarious thing about that is maybe the easiest way to make sure nobody wants to bring Antonio Brown in. No organization, Donnie, in the NFL is in such a bad place that they're going to make a $20 million bet that. Because Donnie, right, here's the thing about Antonio Brown. Is Antonio Brown, let's get, you know, pick any team, Washington, signs Antonio Brown. Week 11, loses his mind, doesn't show up to practice, never, you know, misses a game. And then what happens, Donnie? Washington publicly is calling for Floyd Mayweather to pay them?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Lawyers get involved.
And then what happens? Floyd goes, nah. You screwed him over. I ain't paying you. Uh-huh. And AB says, I just wanted to play ball, but they messed it up. Like, here's the other thing, too, with Antonio Brown, is I really do believe that within AB's situations, he probably, Donnie, at moments, has a leg to stand on, but he just always throws it out the window. Like, honestly, like, Donnie, remember when the Bucks put Tristan Wirfs back in the game and everyone was like,
yes,
oh my gosh, like, they probably tried to make AB play injured.
Yeah.
Like, they probably tried. And here's the thing, Donnie, they probably did try to make Antonio Brown play injured. But the way he handled it lost him any chance of anyone standing up for him.
Yes, which is why because a lot of the times in professional sports, particularly the NFL, like Josh Gordon still has a job. I still think he does. I don't know if Kansas City re-signed him for the 76th time to the practice squad and or, you know, taxi squad. But as long as you have some sort of talent or ability that you show on the football field, you get a million different breaks. Now, granted, Antonio Brown already had a million different breaks in the NFL, but he is so insane that even when he's playing well, he just can't control himself. Can you imagine if AB was on the field and just said, hey, you know what? You know, I'm yelling and ranting and raving in the locker room. You better throw me the football and do like three catches to get my money, and you're messing up my bread out here, and we all get that. But imagine if he just said, look, I'm just too injured. I just cannot play, and didn't leave the field and sat on the bench. He probably would already be with another team in the NFL. But the fact that during a game did a strip tease in the Meadowlands and left, and then it resurfaces like that whole week. Like, oh, man, girl in the hotel, and she's putting out the pictures of it and all this stuff. There's no way he's coming back to the NFL. Not a single team would want that, but I do find it funny where they would, you know how they would play it too. Like, week seven, he missed six meetings and got arrested out front of the facility because he was driving without a license. Yeah, you know, we're just not going to tolerate this anymore. Oh, you know what, you owe us 20 because, you know, that's not the way it was supposed to go down. It had to be like legitimate legal trouble where he got arrested and charged and convicted. You know how that would go.
So the one thing is, right, like I don't want to be naive, Donnie, right? Like Antonio Brown is still talented. Like he's still a good wide receiver. And you always say, talent wins out. And I was going to say, I think the only person that would have enough pull to pull him back in would be Brady. But Brady doesn't want him. I don't genuinely know if even Mahomes has enough pull in Kansas City to bring in Antonio Brown. The one thing that's really interesting, and I don't think would ever happen, but then you know Albert Pujols kind of had that ugly breakup and just now is back in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Like, what do people in Pittsburgh think of Antonio Brown?
Tomlin would not have that. Tomlin would not have that. No shot.
Is he a legend there? Is he not?
I don't know, but there's two legends on the show right here, Donnie and Kevin on Moneyline, and we'll be back, and I'm talking USFL. I've teased it long too much. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Moneyline, 2 o'clock hour. Kevin and Donnie right here on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. And, yeah, let's talk some USFL. And I think, Kevin, if you know me by now, outside of the NFL and high-level NCAA Division I football, not really the biggest fan of other leagues. Division II, I played Division III. I wouldn't watch my own games. Like, if I played in the game, I would go back and watch it. But outside of that, I don't really care too much about Division III college football, Division II college football, or even FCS college football here. And the reason I bring this up, the USFL kicked off over the weekend. And if some people are tuning in going, oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, exactly. Nobody knew that, apparently, even with the people that were given tickets to these games. It was said that between sales and ticket distribution, about 47,000 tickets were sold or given away. So if I'm doing the math there, that means 46,000 were given away and maybe 1,000 were actually purchased. But I am looking at live game footage of the, who is this between? The Philadelphia Stars and the New Orleans Breakers. Now, man, Philadelphia didn't support its football team. No, that's not true. Oh, New Orleans, they don't support their team. No, that's not true. They are having a season entirely in that hotbed called Birmingham, Alabama, which is the heart of SEC country, where it's supposed to be where if you just play football, it doesn't matter what type of football, these fans go nuts and just want to watch. Kevin, there can't be more than 75 people in the stadium for this pro football game.
Here, but Donnie, right? Did the Birmingham team play this weekend? I don't like.
Yes. Yes, they did. Okay.
Did people go to that game, Donnie?
I'm assuming they did.
No.
But I don't think it was. Yeah.
Like my thing, Donnie, with this, right? Like about whether or not this is going to be successful or not.
Yeah.
Like obviously, like the business model is already completely out of whack. But they're like, look, we can't afford to rent other places. who cares? But at least we can prove that Birmingham draws here.
Yeah.
And maybe we can hope to climb the ladder, this, that, and the third. But I got to tell you something, Donnie. I find, you know, someone like yourself who's very hard on the USFL, I'm always like, why? If people watch it, if they enjoy it, I understand trying to capitalize on the most popular sport in an empty time. However, I like to believe that I am someone who, when it comes to sports, I don't miss much. Mm-hmm. I keep alerts to my phone. People think I'm crazy with the alerts that I get to my phone. I try and USFL, Donnie? Never happened. Never happened. I'm very serious. I did not see one USFL highlight on my timeline. On television, nothing, Donnie. It's as if it never happened. How could it have so little reach? How? Was anybody tweeting about this, Donnie?
No. And here's the thing, because sometimes I'm just a hater to be a hater because it's fun. But I've been on this notion for a good 20 years now, and I can't quite understand what smart people with a lot of money are doing continuously here. It's proven. We don't want football outside of football season. And number two, we don't want football that stinks outside of football season. Why do we think this is going to work? Is it because, like, the gambling model's in, so we're just going to put a game on and people gamble on it? Nonsense. I love football. There's nobody in this world that loves football more than Donnie Wrightside. And I despise these type of games. The backdrop, the atmosphere, the bigness of games is why football is fun. And if you're saying I can't give away tickets to watch some of these teams play, the point of it is it will fail. But also, like, the USFL is now going. The Rock bought again. Is it the XFL? What did The Rock buy into?
Yeah,
what
league?
So the USFL is going to fail. Then the Rocks League, that will fail as well. And I used to joke about it. The same way I take a look at, you know, in the Northeast, we love pizza. We love good pizza. And I see, you know, Domino's and Pizza Hut. And the joke around here is they got to be laundering money because it's the only reason they're still in business. How could anybody order that pizza over a regular mom-and-pop pizza shop? I'll never know. But then again, you have people with deep pockets, billionaires, saying this has failed time and time again. Let's restart it up because it will be different this time. Why?
So here is the thing that I am. Everyone knows that you have to spend to make, right? You have to spend to make. I believe that if these leagues are going to work, because the selling point is not going to be just, hey, football's on. There's a lot on. Hey, you can gamble on it. I can gamble on anything. There has to be something that gets people to the window. Hey, we've got really insane rules that you'll never understand. That's not going to get me to turn it on. What draws? Stars. Donnie, three guys, and it doesn't matter if they're good or not. Johnny Manziel, Tim Tebow, Colin Kaepernick. Three guys that truthfully, in their own right, are still bigger stars than active quarterbacks in the NFL. If I offered the XFL or the USFL, hey, listen, what do you think would be more valuable to you, Tim Tebow or Sam Darnold? The answer is Tim Tebow. Hey, what do you think would be more valuable to you, Carson Wentz or Colin Kaepernick? The answer is Colin Kaepernick. Hey, what's more valuable, Zach Wilson or Johnny Manziel? Johnny Manziel. Donnie, I still don't understand. We did this when the XFL and Vince tried to run it back very, very recently. That immediately didn't work. The pandemic obviously gave it zero chance to survive. Three guys, Donnie. Kaepernick, Manziel, Tebow. Pay them all of the money. People will watch. I believe that in my heart of hearts.
I don't know if they will watch, but more people will watch than what we're getting now. And that's probably for certain. Like, you want names out there. I get
coverage.
It. You do. But the whole thing, because, and I understand, like, there's some people that just be living down, like, oh, I love football, watch it. And, you know, ooh, it's coming out. I'm going to handicap these games. And I say to myself, like, I would have never turned into a handicapper if I didn't truly love sports, because I'm not going to want to put in the time. Like, man, I'm going to watch this dumb San Francisco 49ers Arizona Cardinals game again. No, I love that. Or I'm watching a baseball game here mid-afternoon because it's 8-2. Baseball stinks. I don't even want to look at any of these stats. No, I love it. And I love football. But I just don't like bad football outside, because we are conditioned to love football when August 1st hits. Oh, my goodness, man. Like, it's here. I hate preseason football, but there's a charm to preseason game. Let me tune in for a couple plays just to get the juices going, and then I'll care about the rest of the game. But September, October, November, December, right through the Super Bowl, I love football. But the minute it's over, I'm like, okay, college basketball's here. We're heading into March Madness. Then we're going to get into baseball season. There's a time for it. Like, nothing gets me going here for a spring league that doesn't have players. Like, what happens if the spring league, the USFL, had all NFL guys? I'm not even sure, Kevin, I would be all enthused at gearing up for that as well, because it's outside of the season. Your mind, like, compartmentalizes and said, okay, football season, done. See you in late July, early August, and I'm done with it here. That's always been my viewpoint. But bad football is terrible, and these leagues continuously put out a horrendous product on the field.
I hear what you're saying, Donnie, but look, now, if you watch Thursday Night Football, go, this is bad football. I really don't think the football has to be stunning. I need a reason to tune in. Hey, man, you know what? We got a New York team now. I got two of them. I'm good. I don't need that. Oh, I've got Colin Kaepernick. Yeah, I've been waiting to see how this goes. I've been waiting to see how this goes. Hey, you know Tebow's back out there? Oh, yeah, I'm watching that. We can talk with you if you're still interested, Donnie. I really believe that those three guys are the key to one of these things having any chance.
Could be. Anybody watching it? 844-843-6879. Make sure you chime in. Moneyline, Kevin and Donnie, back after this break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moneyline, little USFL talk here. Football all season? Yeah, that's what happens when you have a baseball game that's absolutely being put away here with the Minnesota Twins busting up the Boston Red Sox. I'm Donnie Wrightside. He's Kevin Walsh, and we are on the Money Line, SiriusXM channel 159. If you want to get involved and get in the mix and have a little fun, 844-843-6879. As news comes down quickly here in the NFL, the Browns are signing Pro Bowl cornerback Denzel Ward to a 5-year, $100.5 million contract extension that includes $71.25 million guaranteed per source. At age 24, Ward is the highest paid cornerback in NFL history. So now the run on cornerback starts to go. And which other cornerback from other teams that wants more money looks at this and says, let me get mine now?
I mean, I don't know, Don. Like, is Denzel Ward, like, even close to the best cornerback in football?
Apparently he is now.
It felt like, Don, in the NFL, right, like 3 to 4 years ago, had this game where, like, every 3 hours someone was breaking the record of highest paid player at their position. And the NFL was like, what are we supposed to do? Like, this guy goes, what am I, not as good? And we got to bow down and pay him, and we're powerless in the situation. I mean, I guess the pandemic hit and everyone kind of tightened down and said, listen, it ain't happening. We can't pay you. And I guess now we're out of it, Donnie, and the money is back to just being poured into these players. Because, Donnie, we're constantly like, man, like, the wide receivers are really getting their bags. Like, I don't know, Donnie, like, are bags out there for everybody that are not running backs, basically? Like, can everybody?
It looks like it.
Because, Donnie, again, like, the craziest contract in the history of sports was given out, and it wasn't to a wide receiver. I mean, Deshaun Watson got the single craziest contract a player probably is ever going to get this offseason.
Yeah, no, and it seems like that's the mood where the money and the getting is good right now. So strike while the iron is hot, because most of these teams seemingly have no problems just handing out these big money deals. It's kind of crazy when you think about it. Wild.
It's very interesting. Would you be open to me? I don't want to go off topic, but it actually kind of fits like a lot of the stuff that we've talked about here on today's show, Donnie. Someone sent out a meme saying that LeBron and Kyle Kuzma are like tweeting. It's like the Manning cast, right? And those two are kind of like, man, like it would be a great show, wouldn't it? And now they're kind of tweeting like, let's start it up, and who knows, right, Donnie? Could you imagine, though, Donnie, somebody does, because, I mean, this is the first time LeBron has completely no involvement in the playoffs, right, in forever. None of, if, Donnie, if somebody yanks the LeBron cast, a simulcast of the NBA Finals, Donnie, on you know, because it's on ABC, right, Donnie?
Yeah.
If ESPN backs it up, gives you the LeBron cast on ESPN2 with a rotating cast of Hoopers, that's a chunk of change coming his way. That'd be really interesting, Donnie.
Yeah, that would be something to watch because I know we see it in the NFL and people like it. And even though, Kevin, yesterday as I was laying in bed trying to recharge my batteries for today's shows, I did catch the K-Rod cast, which is Michael K and A-Rod, you know, talking side by side. And I have to tell you, I don't think it works. And again, this is my preference. When I watch a football game, I'm usually, you know, cheering it on, or it's my favorite team, or I'm betting the game. I need a straight analysis. Do I like some jokes every once in a while and a laugh or two? Sure, I do. But I just need a play-by-play guy, a color guy, explain what's going on, run the replays, and be straight, which we were on for every Manning cast on In Play Sports Tonight. So we didn't really get to tune in, but I would not enjoy it. And I know a lot of people, oh, man, Manning cast is the best thing. That's not why I watch football. Like, I enjoy the game of football. Like, I don't want to just have that as the backdrop and have a conversation. But I got to tell you, the K-Rod, like, and again, I don't really like A-Rod or Michael K saying, oh, man, they make it here. But the concept of having baseball on in the background and when something happens, talk about it. But if not, just hit generalized topics. I got to say, I didn't hate it. I really didn't hate it.
It fits the sport perfectly.
It does.
I mean this in all sincerity. Donnie and I could call a Major League Baseball game tomorrow. That's not to tell you that calling a Major League Baseball game is easy. But Major League Baseball broadcasting at its best comes off like a podcast with mixing in kind of what's happening live, truthfully. And for baseball, it fits like a glove. In the NFL, the Manning cast can work between quarters one and three. By the time we get to the fourth quarter, if things are intense, because the thing with baseball is, again, like for the playoffs, I don't know if that'll work where things are super high leverage, high intensity. It's April baseball. Everyone's what three and three walking into the K-Rod cast. Like there's no problems there. There really isn't. So I think it fits really, really nicely, Donnie. I think the other, you know, the thing is where you can kind of grab the intrigue, right? Is I didn't get to see yesterday's, but I saw the first one. And like the Roger Clemens interview, it's a lot of fun. Just listening to Clemens talk about, right, like, this is how I played, this is how I would have done it, this is how it, you know what I mean? Because that's really interesting. So just, you know, like a LeBron cast, Donnie, to listen to LeBron, like, live break down the NBA Finals as they're happening, boy, that would be really interesting. Because that's insight, Donnie, we just don't get from him. That's access we don't get from him. It has to have a purpose, right? Like the Mannings kind of make it fun. It's almost, Donnie, for the non-hardcore NFL watcher who needs something to keep their eye while the game is going on.
Yes, it does. And that does make some sense because the general viewer will like that approach here. And, you know, LeBron, it's kind of funny because, you know, he's out of the playoffs, which he's usually always in the playoffs and making a finals run, so you can't really get him in the mix. But can you imagine, like, an extended run on, like, inside the NBA with the TNT guys? And you just throw LeBron on that panel with Shaq, Eddie, or Shaq, Ernie, Kenny. It would be tremendous to actually watch that play out. And there is a spot where that could work because they do it in every sport. Like when you have the NCAA championship, the Super Bowl, there's multiple telecasts, and I'm sure people would be interested to see, like, his point of view while things are going on, but also at the same time, the basketball game is the backdrop. Now, answer me this question. I want to say this was Saturday, but I was, you know, sitting back watching the game, Sixers game. But it wasn't, I don't think it was the Sixer game. Did one of the games lose the feed live and people back in the studios, like Jalen Rose, maybe Greenberg, had to call the game, and people were losing their mind over it. Like, they could, like, I can't watch this. I got to turn it off. So that's what always makes me laugh, where it's just like, hey, you just have, like, oh, a couple guys talking while they get you. Like, it doesn't work. Like, you need to have the perfect mesh of these guys know what they're talking about and they're funny, because I saw people on there just left and right saying, I can't take this anymore. I'd rather just watch the game on mute. These guys can't call a game. I was like, oh, man, in the studio is exactly what I like to see sometimes, so.
Well, all of a sudden, right? I mean, Don, like, that's just on the fly. Like, I couldn't possibly take, like, Don, imagine on the fly, you're sat there just watching a game, and they're like, hey, listen, we can't hear in the studio. You guys got to call the game. And now you're like, wait, are we supposed to be relaxed? Are we supposed to, like, really be giving you a play-by-play analysis? Am I doing radio? Am I doing television? Like, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore, right? So I can understand, like, how all of a sudden that missed the boat. You know what's really interesting, though? And because you obviously experienced this for a full year, but for me, I mean, Don, I don't know if there's anybody out there that's watched more sports without commentary than me. Yeah. Like, because, Don, like, I'm doing in-game lives all the time. And now, obviously, we're doing in-play sports tonight. Watch, you know, people are like, man, like, oh, you know, people, oh, this broadcast is the best. Oh, this broadcast adds so much. I'm like, man, like, I don't even listen to Don, three straight Super Bowls, I've not heard the broadcast.
Yeah, yep.
Three straight Super Bowls. I couldn't even tell you.
No, this was my first one this year as we did Radio Row Live, where I got to come home. What did we fly home on a Saturday? And I remember talking to my wife when she picked me up at the airplane. Like, you know what? This is the first time in like a decade I'm actually going to get to watch the Super Bowl, see the commercials, hear the commentary, watch the halftime show, and eat whatever food I wanted to eat. It was very nice, even though I was exhausted for that game. And old K-Dub was live for the game there.
Yeah, certainly was. That's it. Like, people are like, oh, like, did you see the commercial? Like, it's funny, but like, it's like I missed out kind of on like what is one of the environments there. But like, that's why I think, you know, the concept of, because even down to the concept, right, of calling the game, what's so fascinating to me is they create the Manning cast, the K-Rod cast, and so on and so forth. And it's as if they know that the traditional booth could use a shakeup, but they're a little too fearful, Donnie, to do it full force, because they're wondering if whatever they gain, do they subtract? Is it a zero sum game, Donnie, to go with a fresher view on broadcasting, and maybe that pull in some more folks? But the traditional viewers like, this is trash. You're ruining this. I just need a normal Marv Albert call, and you're ruining my broadcast right now. Like, it's because like that's why they're offering you, I guess, the alternative, Donnie, because they don't want to go fully changing the game.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you know, there's the reason why the good broadcasters now are making as much as a starting quarterback in the NFL, because the last thing that these organizations and these networks want to hear is, man, I can't even watch this because this guy stinks calling the game. That's like the worst case scenario for them, which they've tried that Monday Night Football booth. This works, this doesn't work, this worked, this doesn't work. And that's why you're seeing guys like Joe Buck and Troy Aikman breaking the absolute bank, where, no, we can't lose you because we don't know where we're going. And the last thing we want to hear is that our viewers are upset with what they're hearing as opposed to how good the game is.
I've never seen a broadcast take heat like the McFarland, Jason Witten,
the Boogermobile.
I've never seen a broadcast take heat like that.
Nope. I'll tell you who's not taking heat. Moneyline here. Make sure you come back with us after the break. Donnie and Kevin right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Into the money line with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
All right. Money line. Get involved. 844-843-6879. And we got some games tonight. We got a nice little baseball slate, even though in the Northeast, it's cold. Some people might be under the weather. 76ers are playing tonight. Major League Baseball. I got a couple things I'm interested in tonight. And if we talk about Wells Fargo Center down in South Philadelphia, I told you this morning, and I played this, Fred VanVleet, over 20 and a half points at a minus 116 price. I looked at that, Kevin. I looked at the three-point shots. I looked at, you know, points, rebounds, and assists to match it up. And I just said to myself, sure, he's probably going to make a lot of threes. And if he hits his points total, he's probably going to get that. But I just look for him yelling at the referees all throughout game one that maybe this translates into a little bit extra when he goes to the rim tonight. And now, as I see, logging on to the FanDuel Sportsbook, Fred VanVleet is now a 21.5. So we got some CLV right now, but I'm starting it out there, Kev. Fred VanVleet over 20 and a half points. That's where I'm going in that game.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. This is a guy that is now going to get a super increased workload due to Scotty Barnes and Gary Trent Jr. being out of the starting lineup. Same is true of a Pascal Siakam, OG Anunoby. So all of that right there makes a ton of sense. I found during this NBA regular season where I was really enjoying betting was when a key player was missing. And then kind of looking at the trends and how often a player was able to climb that ladder and kind of get to their spots, right? And FVV in a postseason, again, a guy, an NBA champion, a big part of that Raptors run. In a game like tonight, you would anticipate he steps up in a major way. Tonight feels more under to me. The game as a whole doesn't mean a guy can't, by the way, score 21, 22, 23. You know what I mean? That's not what that means. The game just feels like an under basketball game more so after the track meet that was game number one, which surprised people a bit. I have to say, though, Donnie, just going into this game tonight, it's very interesting because the Sixers couldn't – I would say, Donnie, the Sixers couldn't have had a better game one result, I would argue. Right, like to the T, to how it played, to how everyone played. Like, we won by 20, and Embiid and Harden were like 32% from the field. Boy, this is a dream scenario for us. And there is something about this game tonight, Donnie, that feels unbelievably must-win for the 76ers. Because it just feels like everything that happened game one doesn't matter if they lose tonight. And I don't know if you get that same feeling, Donnie. But it just, no team up 1-0 to me feels like they need the game more than the Sixers here do tonight.
Yeah, and even though you saw the Sixers in a 20-point blowout win, like no excuses for the Raptors, and now you're looking at the Sixers who might be playing against the same Raptors team. They just dusted by 20 points and might be down two starters, and it's like, you better get it done tonight. Oh, good, but they better. Like, they're favored by 8 points here. At most outlets is, what, 7.5, 8, depending on where you're shopping at. A total that opened up at 221, now down to 215.5. It screams as the Sixers should be walking to victory in this game. And quite frankly, if the Sixers lose this game, it almost does feel like, now, if they lose, can they still win the series? Yeah. Do I think they still will win the series? Yes, I do. But you do have to scratch your head a little bit. The Sixers go down to a team you just pasted by 20. You're healthy, and they're not now? Yeah, you got to win this game.
And the problem for the Sixers is if the Suns would have lost if the Bucks would have lost game one to the Bulls, right, Donnie? We would have gone, boy, I can't believe this team didn't show up. They'll be fine, though. They'll be fine, right? You're not worried about it. The Sixers have too many guys that have had too many tough moments in the postseason to keep that level of calm. You just don't have that level. Like, here, they are similar to the Utah Jazz, Donnie. Be up 3-1 in this series. Go to Philly. By the way, this is what everyone's going to expect now with the injuries and how game one went. Up 3-1 in the series. Game five's in Philly. And no one is going to go into that game being like, Sixers in a rout. Maybe they will rout him, but you know the vibe, Donnie. We better end this tonight. If we don't end this tonight, we're going to lose in Toronto. And if we lose in Toronto, then it's 7. We've got no momentum. Doc's going to blow another 3-1 lead. Harden's going to leave. Embiid will never be this healthy. You know what I mean, Donnie? It starts to pile. And the thing is, if fans feel it, if people that break it down feel it, the players feel it, it's a weight. It weighs on you. The Sixers need to be done with this series as quickly as humanly possible because there is just no, don't leave any breathing room, Donnie, for that doubt that almost feels like inevitable to creep in.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. You want to put this away, too. Like, end of the first quarter, 27, 16, 31, 21. All right, we're out ahead, and maybe you're already pushing the Raptors toward extinction. You get that little play on words right
there?
Yep, so I'm hot today. Like a 15-point lead at the break where, all right, it's not our night for the Raptors. Let's just not get hurt any worse. We'll just head back to Toronto and see if we can salvage game three and get back into the series. Otherwise, are you saying like, oh, the Sixers are down 51-50 at the break? Oh, come on. Like, you're leaving this Raptors team around. Like, Van Vliet's going to have, like, you know, 26 points in the first half, 5 of 6 from three-point range and do whatever he wants. That's what it's going to take. So if you're looking just for a pathway to victory, so many times you look at Siakam going nuts with Van. I just don't see it. And I think the Sixers are going to be in the mood for a nice little spanking here and be able to cover this line. Second game up on the docket: Utah Jazz, Dallas Mavericks. No Luka Doncic, 5-point spread. It almost seems like even disrespectful towards the Jazz that they're only a 5-point favorite here. Like, they're just going to mess around and pick up another win and head back to Utah up 2-0 over the Dallas Mavericks. I don't have a play in this game, prop bet or sidewise, but I'm not interested in the Mavericks other than the rallying cry of, for me, kitchen sink game. We lose this game, we know it's a wrap.
Maybe I'm being too hard on the Jazz, Donnie, but I don't think so. I don't think this is a scenario where if Dallas loses, we'll be lucky to get one. I really don't. I think they have a good chance to win tonight. Game one was super close, Donnie. It really was. And a 6-point final score, I think, it indicates that, right? Foul games, this, that, and the third. Really, really competitive basketball game throughout. Both enjoyed decent enough leads to probably feel like they should have took it home in that game as a whole. This is, Donnie, like, it's not a one-year narrative on the Utah Jazz, Donnie, and postseason disappointment. It's really, really not. I mean, this has been a consistent issue for this Utah Jazz core. By the way, it's not, Donnie, they just run up against a better basketball team.
Yeah.
They lose bad. They lose, Donnie, to a team that misses their best player and has no other all-stars on the roster. That's kind of the joke to me about the Jazz. Like, they'd be better off if Luka was out there. This is the kind of team they lose to, Donnie.
I don't think so, though, man. Like, if you're looking from top to bottom, like right now in the NBA playoffs, with Luka not on the court, this is by far the worst team. It's not even close. Who are the Dallas Mavericks beating in a 7-game playoff series in these playoffs without Luka? I don't think they beat anybody. I don't.
You know what's funny is I'd listen to a New Orleans argument, and the Bulls have embarrassed themselves to such a degree, I'd probably still pick the Bulls. Truthfully, Donnie, if they had to pick, though, that they'd pick the Jazz. And by the way, I think Utah wins the series and Luka comes back. I think both of those things are true. I think Utah wins the series in 7. I don't think Luka's healthy enough upon arrival to last. But this is the type of loss, Donnie, that has ended the Jazz the last couple of seasons. One where they sit back and go, we just lost to the Dallas Mavericks, and they only had Doncic for 2 games. How in the world did we let this happen? How in the world? Like, they suffer losses, Donnie, that call for massive overhauls in an organization. That's the thing with Utah Jazz basketball. And let me just quickly add this, because I think the Jazz will be fine, and then they run up into Phoenix, and that's a buzzsaw. But boy, does it look like the Utah Jazz may pass that baton over to the Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh, let's see what happens. Who knows? 205.5. I remember you said you had nothing to do with that. Are we looking at both of these teams staying under the century mark here?
Yeah, I mean, I am not at the moment super comfortable in the playoffs. If you would have told me a year ago that I would be more interested in baseball than basketball, and Donnie, maybe vice versa, right? I think we both would have scoffed at you.
But right now, I'm really enjoying the AL East action that I've been rolling with, and Donnie's had himself a really nice start to the postseason. And I'm sure to some degree it comes with being a natural overbetter, where mm-hmm. I think, Donnie, I will be most comfortable throughout the NBA playoffs is live player props.
Mm.
It happened the other day at halftime. Donovan Mitchell at the break, he had 2 points at the half. His live player prop was 16 and a hook. I bet his threes over 1.5, he made 2, which is, I mean, Donnie, it was 16 and a half. He finished with 32 points. Mm. Because the playoffs are star-driven. Stars, ultimately, you can get a better read on, I think, Donnie, because they follow along the narrative lane, and the props market can't necessarily adjust for now. Donnie, the props market can't go, Donovan Mitchell's not going to be that bad for 48. Make his number 23 and a half yeah. when he's got 2 points at the break there. So it's 16 and a half. You need 15 points. He gets it in the third quarter on its own. I think because Donnie, when guys are on a heater, Kyrie Irving yesterday, perfect example, Donnie. You could have just all game long kept clicking live mm-hmm. over Kyrie numbers. You wouldn't have lost the bet. You wouldn't have lost the bet, Donnie.
No, and you wouldn't have, and we'll see how that plays up. That's an interesting prospect there to go live totals just to get a feel for what these games are. But I've hit a couple unders already in the NBA playoffs, and that's really the trajectory. Remember when we started out just talking about those first four games that with the play-in rounds? Man, these are high, 236, 230, 228. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say playoff basketball is going to lower these, and now you see today. Philadelphia 76ers, Toronto Raptors, 215.5. Utah Jazz, Dallas Mavericks, 205.5. Denver Nuggets, Golden State Warriors, 222, which is basically a high watermark. And after the break, we have one more to go here, a couple minutes in the show. We'll get to that Nuggets and Warriors game. I do have a pick in that game. And also, two Major League Baseball hitting props tonight that we could try to cash in and make some money. And see where we can go from that. But, man, time goes fast at this point here today. Three NBA games, multiple Major League Baseball games. And, oh, yeah, we keep on sneaking in some NFL talk today. It's all going down, Kev. It's all going down.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I'll tell you this quickly. I don't have to get into the whole thing today. Jokic. You Jokic fans. Your boy better deliver.
Nah, it's not his
fault. Hey, Don, here's the thing. LeBron used to go out there, lose a game, play 42 minutes, was a +6. They lose by 10. Jokic cannot have the worst +-minus, Donnie.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Stay with us. Moneyline. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Last segment right here on Moneyline Sports Grid. Sirius XM Channel 159 NBA playoffs in play tonight. As I told you, Kevin, Denver Nuggets, Golden State Warriors. You know where I'm going? Aaron Gordon tonight. Points and rebounds over 21.5. Last playoff game, didn't get the job done. The four previous games easily hit that 21.5. So if I'm looking tonight, a kitchen sink game for the Nuggets, where maybe Jokic is the focus of everybody's attention. Somebody else has to step up. And I'm saying tonight it's Aaron Gordon. Points and rebounds over 21.5.
I like it. I like it a lot. I'm really excited to watch this series run out. The Warriors, as much as I'm taking Jokic to task, a lot of people overreacting for one game for Golden State, pretending, Jordan Poole's going to be 30 a night. Oh, they unveiled a new death lineup. Please stop. Relax. One game. The Warriors look good. It looks like Suns Warriors is like the destined conference finals matchup, which I'm more than fine with here, ultimately. I think Jokic and a rebounds and assists prop, which he had hit consistently throughout the year against Golden State, and really in general, should make a lot of sense here tonight. And I'll just let people know quickly on the diamond. One spot I'm really interested in. Obviously, I only sent out the AL East picks. Kershaw tonight. First game since the perfect game. That arm better be buzzing, Donnie. Right? Mm. I mean, he's got to be so fresh, so healthy since he didn't pitch it up to 100. I think the Braves hit him tonight. I think the Braves hit Kershaw tonight. That's my expectation.
Yep, you're fading the fake no-hitter slash, perfect game that you're supposed to have. in Major League Baseball tonight. Two-hitter props for me. Nick Castellanos today for the Philadelphia Phillies. How about this one? Over 1.5 bases at a minus 140 price. So a double in the gap gets that done. And also, Manny Machado, one or more RBI tonight at a plus 130 price. Got some little bit of NBA action. Got a little Major League Baseball action. I'll feel much more recharged by tomorrow. And we'll be back once again for another episode of Moneyline, right on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. Donnie and Kevin, see you tomorrow.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.